This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Germany and Poland say they're not sending troops to Ukraine following comments from French President Emmanuel Macron, who said he would consider it as the Kremlin warns of a wider war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The announcements come amid reports that some Western countries may be considering doing so as the war with Russia enters its third year. Meanwhile, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned against such ideas, saying,
those
who not only express such thoughts but even allow them in their heads should use these heads for more rational thoughts, safer for Europe. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said any NATO combat troops in Ukraine would create an inevitable conflict between Russia and the alliance. Moscow's warning came a day after French President Emmanuel Macron said that sending in Western ground troops should not be ruled out in the future. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Emir of Qatar has spoken of a race against time to secure hostage releases as part of diplomatic efforts for a ceasefire in Gaza. His meetings with President Emmanuel Macron came as negotiators from the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have been working to broker a ceasefire deal in which U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas would free some of the dozens of hostages it holds in exchange for Israel's release of Palestinian prisoners and a six-week halt in fighting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday he had consistently resisted pressure to end the Gaza war prematurely, and this stand has popular U.S. support that, quote, will help us continue the campaign until total victory over Hamas. Netanyahu noted a poll that found 82% of Americans support Israel over Hamas. This is VOA News.